Oh, Billy Idol. Hey, dancing with myself. Sounds like Valencia on a Friday night. Why do I say this? Valencia is in the house with Wine of the Week. Eamon is not. What a pity. Wow. But never fear, because we've got a special guest joining us. Her name is Madre Lloyd. Welcome to 88FM. Welcome to Belito. Are you representing Leeuwenkail?
Yes, I do. Welcome. Thank you.
Ah, wonderful. And the reason for this is, of course, our Wine of the Week today from Topsed Lifestyle is the Leeuwenkail Family Vineyards Reserve Chenin Blanc 2024, which looks gorgeous. I'm looking at the bottle. It looks very posh. It really does. That silver lion is kind of Romanesque, and it's chilled to perfection. I'm just going to hold it close to me because it's a bloody hot day today. Even in our studio with air conditioning, we had so much activity with the big run, the Life and Style Fun Runner this weekend. People are collecting their goodie bags and making sure that the t-shirts fit and all of that. And it's creating a buzz. But now the Wine of the Week has come to make it even more exciting. So let's get straight into it. And Madre, are you a winemaker?
I'm a winemaker for Leeuwenkail, yes.
So what does that entail?
Crafting wines, making wines.
Yeah, but how? The reason I ask is because it sounds so romantic. I'm a winemaker. But what does the actual day-to-day function of a winemaker entail?
Day-to-days are really busy. You obviously, harvest time is something totally different. Harvest times are from middle January till end of March, mid-April, depends on the vintage. And during that times, we work 12, 14, 16-hour shifts. To be able to produce the best wines that we can. After harvest, we obviously start preparing the wines, getting everything ready, making sure everything is nice and healthy. And if the wines go into barrel, we'll put them into barrel, and they will chill there a little. So day-to-days after harvest for us is still quite busy, making sure everything is still perfection before the next bottling happens.
Now, you see, wine is a very romantic subject, and I think most people that appreciate wine are genuinely fascinated. But winemaking has changed. Back in the day, it was kind of an artisanal thing, and you can still get recipes if you're keen to find out how you can make wine at home. And it's a bit of a, you know, bit of a hit and miss process, really. In your case, it can't be. You have to work scientifically, and you also have to work, I think, I would imagine, and I'm just assuming, that your job is no longer that of the chef in the kitchen. It's more of the scientist in the laboratory. Is that right?
That is right, but there's also a lot of paperwork going with that.
Oh, shame. I thought you were going to say a lot of tasting. How do I become a winemaker?
There's a lot of tasting, but there's also the reality is, this is a food product, so there's a lot of health and safety, food security processes that we need to oblige to.
I wanted to ask you, because I believe that, you know, we had a wine a while back that said it was totally vegan. And I said, but surely all wine is vegan. And Eamon said, no, you'll be surprised what goes into a lot of wine. It's not by design or on purpose, but there are lots of creatures in the vineyards that get harvested with the grapes. And by virtue of the process being so massive and so mechanical, you can't really take them all out. So there may well be, in the cases of some, not like your wines, which are meticulously created, but some, I would imagine, do contain traces of, well, shall we say, organic compounds that are not vegan friendly. How do you avoid that?
You can't really avoid it. On the whites, it's easier because it goes into the presses.
Oh, because you can see the color. If there's a mouse in the mix, you'll see.
Yeah, it will go into a press, but the grape juices are separate than the juices or whatever's foreign in there. And obviously, alcohol plays a big role. So alcohol happens, and alcohol also sterilizes stuff. So if there's a mouse inside the press, the alcohol will kill off everything.
We understand. In this, in the modern age in which we're at, we're all sort of organic compounds anyway. So, yeah. But the idea of the, well, the romance of wine and the tasting and the lore, as in L-O-R-E, of wine is very... I won't say romantic is a word that I use a lot, but it kind of is that. It's poetic almost. If you listen to the descriptive narrative, and I'm going to quote for you. For example, this Leeuwenkail Reserve Chenin Blanc 2024 is a blend of the best parcels of Chenin Blanc. Leeuwenkail produces from its Swartland vineyards, and the 2024 vintages has a restrained nose of, listen to the citrus blossom, quince and yellow apple. The palate is full and textured with stone fruit and a slightly pithy character, finishing on an intriguing fresh minerality. Whoa! I mean, that's poetry. And of course it is, and it needs to be, because that's the marketing. And the marketing is, you know, there is a descriptive narrative that goes, you're not going to say this contains X amount of phenol compounds and folic acids, because that's not romantic. No. But in fact, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And wine is romantic in that sense, because you have to, wine is something that you celebrate with. You enjoy it with people, you enjoy it with food.
Yeah.
The more people you have, the more wine you have, the better the night. So this is something that brings a community together, if it's people or if it's food with it. And that's also the romantic sides of it. It can be used for food or just an enjoyable moment or celebration.
And how much of the winemaker's talent is in the bringing to life the romance, as opposed to the pure scientific production of a product? I mean, is there a bit of fantasy? Is there a bit of magic in it? Or is it just pure science?
No, there's a little bit of magic in there, definitely. Everyone's got their own type of recipes or different ways of making wines. So you put your personality and something that you maybe learned or when you went overseas or just something that's different, that you can bring that to the table and you can use that to change it a little. And we in the Swartland, we love changing stuff and not going by the book. So we love exploring and pushing the boundaries a lot. So it also depends on your personality. If your personality is someone that likes to push a little bit of boundaries and play more, you will obviously be able to explore more, but if your personality is more following a recipe, then it's easier. So it depends on where you're at and what you want to do as well.
And where are you at?
Pushing the boundaries.
Okay, so yes. This is your wine.
Yes.
Let's have a taste, shall we? Let's have a taste and see. Because my special guest, Madre Lloyd, along with Valencia from Topset Lifestyle, who has said not one word. Not one word today, Valencia. Thank you very much indeed. And we have now in front of us a beautiful salute to the afternoon to come. Thursday afternoons always take on a lovely, different approach after a wine of the week tasting. Now, wow, one talks about, let me remind you, it has a restrained nose of citrus blossom, quince, and yellow apple. That clearly you, as the winemaker, have described. How do you achieve that in the wine?
So this is something that's typical from the Swartland area. Our focus on how we make our wines is a little bit different. We try to keep these wines as natural as possible to be able to show you what the Swartland in our terroir is all about. So by doing natural fermentation and whole bunch pressing and aging these wines, fermenting and aging these wines in old 5,000 liter fridges, gives you that flavors that you get.
And these are natural flavors
in
the grape.
Simply just because of the grapes themselves.
You're
yes.
releasing that from the grape and getting it absolutely right. It is yes. gorgeous. Now, the taste. I've already had a pull, and the palate is full and textured with stone fruit, a slightly pithy character. And often when I see minerality in the descriptive notes, I get nervous, because that sometimes means it's bitter like hell, you know? Mm. But this isn't. It's gorgeous.
Very nice.
It really is
very
lovely.
Nice, Dave.
Yes. So
on Luenkel, I've seen we get like two different wines, of which is the one with a white label and the one that we got now is the reserve. If you guys making those wine, you'll use the same grapes in the same vineyard, or there's different vineyards where you'll grapes for the other wines or for the reserve?
So for the one with the white label, we use younger vineyards.
Okay.
And for, so they're a lot more fruitier, still very minerals. So the minerals comes from the granite soils that we have. But the younger vineyards are used for the white label, and for the reserve, it's a combination of younger vines and older vines. So the older vines give you that complexity and that spiciness and that minerals, because the berries are so small and the soil in the Swartland is so prominent.
Now, one talks about wine and food in the same breath these days. It is, to many, inseparable. It is definitely... the way to enjoy a good wine is to pair it with food that brings out the best. And according to the notes I have here, well, let me ask the professionals. Madre, what would your choice pairing be with this Leeuwenkael Reserve Chenin 2024, Chenin Blanc 2024?
So this wine has a very nice creamy structure. It's got nice spices, but it's not a spice. It's more tanniny spice. So I would pair it with a nice curry. We are in the Durban area.
Yeah.
So a nice, full, hearty curry. And this would pair wonderfully with that.
Okay.
I think seafood will work.
Yes.
Even on its own.
Even on its own, yes.
Wow.
And the weather permits.
On this weather day.
For today, yeah, definitely.
But you see, in the Cape, they talk about other very lovely things like roasted cauliflower, spiced coconut cream curry. That's an exotic take on a curry. Hearty seafood paella, as we say in this country, or even a goat's cheese and herb-crusted chicken roast, all of which would be so much better with a glass or two of Leeuwenkael Reserve Chenin Blanc 2024. Now, what sort of price point are we talking about here? Valencia, you have that knowledge to hand, I'm sure. Or don't you? Should I not ask that question?
No, you have to. Because we're going to be tasting. Customer need to know it's only R149.99.
That's a good price.
And it's a reserve,
yeah,
which is a very good
very
price.
Very good price for a bottle like this.
Yes.
And you're tasting tomorrow from 12 to 2.
From 12 to 2 tomorrow, Saturday. Tomorrow is 2 to 4 because it's Friday. Then Saturday will be 12 to 2.
So tomorrow, it's just after lunch, maybe?
Yep.
2 to 4.
2
and
to 4.
Saturday, 12 to 2. You get an opportunity to taste this glorious wine, our wine of the week. And if you need more information, of course, this will be up as a podcast shortly, so you can listen again. But you'll also find the notes and the picture, the gorgeous Life and Style digital newsletter that comes out regularly called The Edit. This will be our wine of the week in The Edit. I think that comes out tomorrow. So it'll come straight to your inbox as well. And as a parting shot, are you talking about any competitions at the moment at Tops? I know that Eamon had one. It was a rugby competition, but you don't have the info.
It was a rugby competition when Eamon announced last week.
Yeah, is that still on?
We're still on that. Yes, we're still on that competition.
You've got to buy two bottles of Klipdrift.
Klipdrift. And then put your name.
It's the Klipdrift, the premium. What is it called?
That Klipdrift, the premium.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two bottles of that, and you just add your details to your till slip.
Behind us is your number.
And there are two sets of double tickets to win at Tops at Lifestyle to a very important rugby match. To find out more about it, just pop into the store and all the information is there. But I just need to alert you to that, because if you're a rugby fan, and even if you've got tickets to the match, you will be able to then win so much more kudos. Your friends will love you if you win the tickets and give them that sort of gift.
Enjoy.
You see, it's always something special from Tops at Lifestyle. That's why we love them so much. And it's a very, very big thank you to Madre Lloyd from Leeuwenkael Family Vineyards. Your visit to KZN, I trust, is going well.
It's been amazing. Thank you.
Well, we look forward to welcoming you back anytime, especially if you bring gorgeous wine like this.
Thank you.
And Valencia,
thank you for bringing Madre
to the studio. And we will look forward to another Wine of the Week in a week's time, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle and the music.